Joining us now to talk more about the debt ceiling and when we're going to get an agreement, our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillich. Todd, you know, we were just talking about this debt ceiling, and Charlie Herman, our economics editor, said that this was a self-imposed deadline of July 22nd. But as I understand, this deadline was what they needed to reach an agreement by, because that's how long it would take to actually get the legislation in place by August 2nd so we could raise the debt ceiling and pay our debts.
Yeah, that's right. You're both right. It is both self-imposed and also a cushion to be able to write potentially a very complex agreement into legislative language. Not only that, to sell restive people on both sides of the Capitol, particularly in the House, on any type of big deal that John Boehner and Barack Obama could get. Look, Celeste, what's going on right now is behind the scenes, the Speaker of the House and the President of the United States are still trying to work on the grand bargain, something on the order of $4 trillion that would have adjustments, reductions to entitlements, Medicare and Social Security, and may talk about new tax revenues. They are running into a lot of strong headwinds, as you know, from Eric Cantor and a lot of conservatives, Tea Party members in the House in particular, who don't want to talk about tax revenues in any way, shape, or form. And it's hard to talk about $4 trillion unless you talk about tax revenues. So here's what you're going to see on the House floor this week: a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution voted on both sides of the Capitol. It may pass the House. It's not going to pass the Senate. And what this would do is basically cap federal spending at 18% of GDP in perpetuity. And it would also, instead of being able to raise taxes with just a majority vote, as members of Congress do now, they would need a two-thirds vote in the future. This is largely a political vote, largely a posturing vote. This is a condition of many Republicans to even vote for an increase in the debt ceiling. So they're going to do that on both sides of the Capitol as both sides harden their positions while they work on another plan over in the Senate.
All right. So, Todd, at this point, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about people getting kind of entrenched in their political philosophies and unable to reach a compromise. And is that what's kind of happening with this Tea Party bill that's going through the House that's not expected to pass the Senate? Is that just a political gesture?
It largely is at this point because, as Charlie said, I think there doesn't seem to be much hope that you could muster the votes to pass it in the Senate. Keep in mind, a constitutional amendment needs a two-thirds of both houses before it needs three-quarters of the states to ratify it. This is not like a regular old bill. So largely a posturing vote. There are Republicans who've said they'd never vote to increase the debt ceiling at all unless there's a balanced budget amendment in place. Meanwhile, over in the Senate, while you talk about positions hardening, remember Mitch McConnell about a week or a week and a half ago came up with what he called a way out of this, and that's what they're working on right now. He and Harry Reid are negotiating in a very serious way about on a plan that's likely to be on the Senate floor this week, and that plan would say this president, Barack Obama, can raise the debt ceiling on his own by $2.5 trillion between now and the election, but they're also going to combine it with some spending cuts, up to $1.5 trillion in spending cuts. And everybody could claim a little bit of victory. Republicans don't have to be responsible. They don't have to get branded with a default the way Newt Gingrich got Republicans branded with the shutdown in 1995. And Democrats can say, we cut spending by $1.5 trillion. That looks like the boat everyone's getting into right now.
Todd Zwillich is our Washington correspondent talking about raising the debt ceiling. It's weird to think about debt ceiling branding anybody. Ronald Reagan raised the debt ceiling 18 times. I don't know how we've gotten to this point. Todd, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Okay, thanks, Celeste.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.